Com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, March 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is another patriot that has stood up and filed his papers as well, Todd Smallenberg, running for the 106th House District. Good morning, sir.
And good morning to you, sir. Hope you guys had a good vacation.
It was great. I tried like heck to lasso that 84-degree sunny blue sky Fort Myers weather and drag it home with my Yukon. And I think the rope broke somewhere down in Ohio. And we've got snow on the ground. And it's like, are you kidding me? I got out of the truck. I didn't have any coats or anything with me because I buried them in the bottom of the Yukon coming back. And it's like, I'm freezing to death. It's cold here. It's like, Vicky's like, shut up, you skinny, bony, wimpy, no fat on your body guy. It's your own dang fault. So anyway, we had a great time. We're having fun. But she's filing today, Todd, over here in Antrim County. She's going to run for county clerk.
I heard. I was listening to you earlier, so that's awesome.
We're excited. I even got one skeptic. He's arguing with me about the electric bill. He says, okay, wait a minute, electric bill, why? Can I rent a place where my landlord pays my utilities? Or what about if I live off the grid? I said, well, show us a lease showing your landlord pays your electric bill. You're all set. How do you live off the grid? Well, he says, I run a generator. When I lived in Mackinac County, no electric service from the power company, I used a generator. Okay, question. Did you have property taxes? That's a tax bill. That can also suffice as opposed to an electric bill. So these whiny people are going to have problems with Miss Vicky getting rid of the qualified voter file in Antrim County. But bottom line, Todd, it needs to be done. These qualified voter files are a complete joke.
It is across this nation, especially in this state. I mean, thankfully the RNC took out that lawsuit, and hopefully that it forces them to do something before November, because, I mean, it's just an absolutely joke what's going on with the elections in this country.
Absolutely. 53 counties, okay, more than 100% of the adult population are registered to vote. 53 out of 83. Another 23 counties, a total of 76, they are at 90% or above of the adult population are actually registered to vote on the qualified voter files. You think they need to be cleaned up?
Absolutely. It's a travesty what's going on. The most important thing we do as citizens is vote. And I mean, like the Democrats always say, isn't just saving one illegal vote and getting rid of it the most important thing? So shouldn't we make sure that we're ensuring our election process is the most safest, secure, and legal there is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's her campaign slogan, restoring election integrity in Antrim County. And three Democrats have already filed as Republicans. And she's like, I'm not going to let a Democrat be the clerk of this county. There's no way. I gotta stand up. Come out of retirement and I gotta do it. You know, and how can we ask our listeners, Todd, to run for county commissioners and school board if we're not willing to run ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. God bless her and tell her I said, you know, if I lived in Antrim, she'd have my vote 100%.
Yeah. Well, she's qualified. She's overqualified actually. But it's gonna be an interesting race. And one other thing that's interesting is I noticed that more and more correspondents are hitting the radio station's email box from the current state representative for the 106. Now, this is the same guy that said he would come on my radio show, but since he won his primary and then went on to become the state representative, hasn't been on the show. And I still to this day am questioning why he will not come on this show. But here's the question to you. This is an opportunity because of all the things that are happening. May 11th, the Presque Isle County Party is having their big event over there in Posen. Other counties in your district are having, you know, Reagan Day dinners, lining up Lincoln Day dinners. And, of course, I know you're going to be at all these. But when are we going to be able to have a debate, or at least a candidate forum, if you will, between you and the current state representative?
Well, I'm sending him a registered letter. The chairs are all going to notify him that they want debates, you know, and so, and then with your help and the listeners, you know, we need to put pressure on him so he doesn't try to do a Joe Biden on us and hide in the basement, you know. So it's just, it's ludicrous that, you know, it's crickets when the chairs are calling him and he's not returning phone calls and everything. So I'm sending a registered letter for his signature to sign, requesting a debate. And I talked to all the chairs except for Alcona, which I'm going on the 25th to talk to Kerry, and ask them to please put pressure on him to force him to be able to debate me, so all the people in the 106 that are going to vote are informed on who Cam is and exactly who Todd Smallenberg is.
Well, the other aspect to this, there's two components that I'm looking at as Lansing is moving forward with these April special elections to replace the two Democrats, one in Warren, one in Westland, that became mayor. And it's honestly looking pretty good that the Republican might win in Warren. Now, the interesting dynamic, as you know, Todd, right now it's 54-54 gridlock. They're not moving any bills in the House at all. They're waiting until the April special elections next month. But if the Republican pulls it off and wins Warren, it's going to end up being 55-55. Well, then what is Speaker Joe Tate, who the current state representative for the 106 voted for, how is he going to choose to operate with gridlock? He's not going to allow any bills to move in the House this entire year. They got to pass a budget. I mean, what the heck's going to be the strategy then if that guy, the Republican, wins down there in Warren, Michigan?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the question of the day. And we all need to get behind him. I mean, every single Republican in the state should send him like $10 at least to help him out. So we do cause it 55-55, because then we stop the bloodletting and we force them to get away from these unconstitutional bills that they've been passing.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to reach out to the guy. I found his name through the filings, so I'm going to reach out to him, have him on the show, and see if we can help him statewide. Because, yeah, if we dump a little bit of money into that for next month, April's race could really make a huge difference. And like you say, 55-55, keep the gridlock going. And honestly, it's for the next 2 years, Todd, basically. So what's going to happen with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's agenda when she can't get anything passed in the House?
She's a lame duck for her last 2 years, God willing.
Amen. Amen to that. I wanted to ask you, too, because you have put out a call for people if they would be willing to host you either at their homes or their businesses. You've been doing that. How did the spaghetti dinner thing turn out?
It went really good. Good turnout, and man, the donations poured in way more than I thought. It's so great to see where the district folks are behind me, you know, unlike Cam, because when you go into the Secretary of State's website for the campaign, you know, he's getting all outside the 106 on donations, especially, you know, from the DeVos family. So who does Cam work for? But you know what? The good thing is the internal polling is showing that I'm beating him soundly across the spectrum, and I'm closing it real close up in his own county, in his hometown. So that's how I'm going to take all the votes from him come August.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, when I saw that list, Oscar Barden, the chairwoman of Charlevoix County, she had sent me the links directly to these campaign finance reports for so many of these politicians. And when I counted them up, Todd, I believe the number was 13 or 14 DeVos's on Cam Cavett's sheet. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, I think they even had the DeVos dog donate $1,000 to him, because I'm like, I've never even heard of some of these DeVos's. I didn't realize their family was so dang big.
Yeah, well, it clearly shows who he works for. So, because it's definitely not us.
Yeah,
but I got more meet and greets. I'll be at the April 5th dinner there in the Aplex in Alpena for the Save Our Guns. I'm speaking along with Neil Frisky and Sheriff Joe Brubaker. I've got a meet and greet coming up on the 30th at 1 p.m. at Onaway Outfitters. And so I'm just going to continue going. Hillman's working on a dinner for me on May 25th and talked with Presqu'ile last night. They're going to put something together for me up in Roger City for meet and greet and a dinner, a donation dinner. So I'm just going to continue talking to the folks and going to their houses and their businesses and making sure everyone knows who Todd Smallenberg is and what I'm going to do as their state representative.
Well, I want point of clarification on Onaway Outfitters. That is March 30th, that event?
Yes, sir. March 30th at 1 p.m.
Okay, very good. We'll put that in the calendar, mention that, because that's what, a week from tomorrow?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, 1 o'clock on Saturday, March 30th. So that's good, good, good. Appreciate Roger doing that for you. And you know, the bottom line, Todd, really, that's what this is all about. It's the grassroots and the citizens feeling that they can reach out to you, they can communicate with you. You know, you're a real guy. I mean, you don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk, and you actually are engaging with the people. And once you get elected, you're going to represent them the same way that you're currently campaigning.
What you see is what you get. You have access to me because I'm your servant. I am your state rep. And that's what I'm running for. I'm not running for the DeVos's or anyone else. I'm running for the people that elect me and put me down in Lansing to represent them.
Absolutely. I got a text message right now. ElectSmallenberg.com is the website. They said, is there possibly any way that you're able to provide 4x8, the large commercial type signs? They've got some main road frontage and they'd like to have them out there as soon as possible.
Yeah, I've got 20 4x6s on order right now. The 4x8s is a different company. I'm going to put in a half a dozen of those. So I get those hopefully in the next week.
Excellent. Excellent. Good, good, good. Because it's game on, buddy. It's Tigers are getting ready to start playing baseball here in 6 days, so I think it's time for those 4x8s to get up there.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to do that, and I appreciate all the folks putting my signs out and assisting me and supporting me.
All right, very good. Hey, make sure we talk. I have a source for those that are kind of affordable. So before you place your order, let's talk and see if we can save the campaign some money. Again, electsmallenberg.com is the website. Donate. Give him a call. He'll be glad to come meet you guys. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, brother. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Tim, you really want to debate me, okay? You really want to debate me on this one. He says, you totally missed my point. I totally agree that the qualified voter file needs to be updated. The way you're qualifying people, though, are leaving some potential ways out. Not true. Sorry. An electric bill is not too much to ask for a citizen who lives in the county as their principal residence. You have an electric bill now? I'm sure you probably do. Now, okay, I understand Mackinac County, you lived off the grid. You had generators. How did you feed the generators? Was it propane fed or did you do gas tanks, gas cans? Okay, if you own your property, you have a tax bill. So stand corrected, electric bill or tax bill? Well, I don't have a tax bill because my landlord pays the electric bill in my lease. I rent. Then bring in your lease agreement showing that your landlord pays your electric bill. See, you can throw up all the objections you want, but the decision has already been made. We've talked to attorneys about this. And by the way, Jocelyn Benson will end up suing her when she's the clerk. It's going to happen. They don't want 125% of our registered voters not to be able to vote in this year's presidential election. Well, first of all, it's not going to take place until 2026 because she gets elected this November with the president, gets sworn in January, and will put it into effect January of 2025. This will affect the 2026 election. Do you think some other clerks might take notice of the headlines and go, holy crap, if she can do it in Antrim, why can't I do it in Sheboygan? Why can't I do it in Presque Isle? Why can't I do it in Mackinac? Why can't I do it in Charlevoix, Otsego? If more clerks join her in doing this, it'll be harder for Jocelyn Benson to isolate and focus and target suing Vicky. But Antrim County's got a ton of money. They are over $12, $13 million in their rainy day fund, so they can pay the attorney to defend her. She will have her bond, she will be insured, and she will implement this program. Because here's the other component. When they see that we're on to them, and when they see that we know how they're doing this and we are going to eliminate the current qualified voter file, if other counties start to do it, there's only 83. If she does it here, there's only 82. Sheboygan County Clerk, you listening? Why don't you join Vicky, follow her lead, and delete all your qualified voter files and re-register your county of Sheboygan? Darren Darga is running for the Republicans in Presque Isle County to be the clerk. Darren, why don't you sign on to this? If we had every clerk, especially in northern Michigan, listening to this show, follow her lead, it would make headlines. It would show how corrupt the city of Detroit is, because their clerk, Janice Winfrey, she's not about to do this. First of all, she's too dang big. 600,000 plus residents, people living in the city of Detroit. Antrim County's in the middle of summer is only 23,000 people. A large majority of them are children, not adult age, voting age. So guess what? It's not going to be that big a deal. And it can be done. It can be done in Kent County. It could be done in Macomb. It could be done in Oakland. It could even be done in Wayne if you had a clerk that wasn't corrupt. And a Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who's also corrupt. Oh, she's going to fight her. I cannot wait to see the headlines on the lawsuit. Too bad, so sad. I got elected by the people of this county to do what I'm running on, restoring election integrity, bringing election integrity back to Antrim County. That simple. And you know what? Republicans are going to pick her in the primary. As a matter of fact, me and many other volunteers for the Antrim County Conservative Union, maybe some of you folks will even come and help us knock on doors and put up our yard signs. We're going to pepper the entire county with her yard signs. We are going to work the absentee voter files. As soon as the absentee ballots start to go out, they will get a visit or a minimum a postcard in the mail. Why? How do I know this? Because I'm the one that's going to be doing it. If you want something done, give it to a busy person. Or delegate. Ask a friend for help. Now again, if she can run for county clerk, why can't you run for county commissioner? It's that simple. Give me a call after 12 noon today. I'll be available all day today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Outside of 11 noon on Sunday when I'm producing church. I want to talk to you. Akiak Township. Somebody lives in Akiak that can run for county commissioner as a Republican conservative. We need somebody from Akiak to run in every single county commissioner seat in Sheboygan. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield, hour number two. I'm going to go get some more coffee. I'm excited, having a great show today. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across